Good morning. A warm front approached the area overnight, and most of the steady rain across interior New York and New England has diminished. However, still plenty of showers out there, and even some bursts of rain and a few low rumbles of thunder for the morning drive. It looks like this will be the setup for the day today as the warm front passes through the region. Temperatures will climb out of the 50s and lower 60s and into the middle and upper 70s for afternoon highs. So while we will not have the all-day rain that we saw yesterday, in this warmer and more humid environment, scattered showers are likely from time to time, and also the chance of a few bursts of rain and thunderstorms right on through the afternoon and into the evening hours. Low pressure will drag a cold front through the region the latter portion of the day and into the night tonight. As we get into the overnight hours, we still run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, and behind this front, temperatures will slide back into the 60s for overnight lows. This will set us up for a more summer-like pattern starting tomorrow. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and with some upper-level energy passing through, still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs near 80. Despite high pressure building in on Thursday, we still run the risk of a shower or thunderstorm with that upper level energy nearby. High temperatures once again in the lower 80s with summer-like humidity. It does look drier by the end of the work week and into the weekend. For the period Friday through Sunday, we'll go with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower 80s before the chance of another shower shows up early next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Florence, located about 975 miles east-southeast of Cape Fear, North Carolina. Florence is moving toward the west-northwest near 15 miles per hour. A west-northwestward to northwestward motion with a slight increase in forward speed are expected during the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the center of Florence will move over the southwestern Atlantic Ocean between Bermuda and the Bahamas through Wednesday and then approach the coast of North or South Carolina on Thursday. Maximum sustained winds are near 140 miles per hour with higher gusts. Florence is a Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some strengthening is expected during the next day or so, and Florence is expected to be an extremely dangerous major hurricane through Thursday night. A life-threatening storm surge is likely along portions of the coastlines of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia, and a storm surge watch has been issued for a portion of this area. Life-threatening freshwater flooding is likely from prolonged and exceptionally heavy rainfall, which may extend inland over the Carolinas and mid-Atlantic for hundreds of miles, as Florence is expected to slow down as it approaches the coast and moves inland. Damaging hurricane force winds are likely along portions of the coasts of South Carolina and North Carolina, and a hurricane watch has been issued for a part of this area. Damaging winds could also spread well inland into portions of the Carolinas and Virginia. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility with moderate rain and fog, 46 degrees, with a southeast wind at 46 miles per hour, gusting to 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 24 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 8 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 59 degrees, the dew point 56, 90% relative humidity with an east wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.11 inches and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s. Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms in the upper 70s. And in Buffalo mostly cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle, then showers, highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 60 degrees, the low 51, the average temperature 56, that's 8 degrees below normal. 1.04 inches of precipitation yesterday in Albany, now 1.06 inches for the month, which is 0.05 of an inch above normal, and 27.32 inches for the year, which is 0.16 of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low, 54, the record high, 98, set in 1931, and the record low, 36, in 1917. Sunrise this morning was at 6:31 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:12 p.m. 12 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows near 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered shower, thunderstorm, warmer with higher humidity as well, highs near 80. A mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a shower, thunderstorm Thursday, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the lower 80s, and a chance of showers Monday with highs still around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.